This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuia Ngario o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host today, Vanessa, because Haisa is still away enjoying her birthday. So I'm really happy to be in the studio again and getting to be here and chatting to you all. So this week's show for Fighting Stigma is all going to be about World Diabetes Action Month. And so that's the 1st to the 30th of November 2025. So I want to have a bit of a chat because we know how much mental and physical well-being are intertwined. And one of the things that I know for many years working in mental health and supporting people is that quite often our physical health goes down because we're not physically able, we're not mentally and emotionally able to look after ourselves, so our physical health goes down. And diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, is one of those things that can actually come about from all that. So I want to have a chat about some of the things we can do to look after ourselves. But before we get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health. I do play that again at the end of the show, so stick around and listen to me talk all about Diabetes Action Month and grab a pen and paper while you're listening and you'll be able to grab all those details for Progress to Health if you think, hey, that sounds like something that would be helpful for myself or for someone else you care about. Okay, so let's jump straight into it. So, Diabetes Action Month. So, Diabetes Action Month is a national awareness campaign uniting communities across Aotearoa to take action against one of our country's most urgent health issues. So in 2025, we are focusing on tamariki and rangatahi because young people do get diagnosed with diabetes, both type 1 and type 2, and the numbers are rising at an alarming rate. By raising awareness of the signs and symptoms of diabetes with a particular focus on our young people, we, which is the Diabetes Action Team, we aim to empower tamariki, rangatahi, the whānau, schools, communities and health professionals to recognise the signs and take action. The earlier diabetes is diagnosed, the better the chances of managing it well and living a full, healthy life. So this November, join us and take action. Learn the signs, share the message, get tested, join 1 Million Minutes. Together we can support the rising number of young New Zealanders living with diabetes and help them thrive. So this is all this information is from the Diabetes Action Month website, which is just Diabetes Action Month, all one word, .org.nz. And it's just, it's really great to actually kind of know about some of the information. It's, I personally really, I'm getting old, so I remember time before the internet and being able to just Google anything and having to search for stuff. And so I really like that we can go online and just find different things. And even if you don't have a cell phone or a computer at home, which is that going to your local library, they will generally have a computer you can use and you can do some searching. It's really, really good. Or if that's not possible, your local Citizens Advice Bureau is also spectacular for helping you find information. So I found this was really good because I know this is on, we've just started, what are we, like almost the second end of the second week of November, so we're kind of about halfway through the month. But one of the things that I know for myself, both with my own journey of mental health and well-being, and my 16 years working with Progress to Health and supporting a myriad of people, is that quite often our physical well-being goes somewhat out the window in some way. And it seems to have quite often, like diabetes, it doesn't so much go hand in hand with mental health, not at all, I'm not saying that, but there is definitely, I feel, a little bit of a correlation of having to be aware of what is happening, like how sometimes, especially type 2 diabetes, obviously type 1 diabetes is just going to be a case of, like, that's genetics. So, yeah. So how do you, so what is diabetes? So how do you know what it is and how it works? So diabetes is a condition where the level of glucose in the blood is too high. Glucose is the main source of energy in our bodies. It is mostly made when our bodies break down the carbohydrates that we eat or drink. So carbohydrates, like anything sugary, anything like grains, like pies and cakes and flour and pasta and rice and like starchy vegetables. Yeah. The glucose is then absorbed from our gut, from our digestive system, into the blood system. Insulin is a hormone produced by special cells called beta cells in the pancreas. Insulin transports the glucose from the bloodstream into the body cells so it can be used as fuel for energy. So if you're thinking about if you've got either you do sports yourself or you go to the gym lots or you do lots of running around after the children or you see kids running around lots and they get really hungry, you know, it's that whole how they've had various ads for Weet-Bix over the years and it's like not having 2 Weet-Bix for breakfast, you're actually like your teenage child is actually having 6 Weet-Bix and a whole lot of sugar for breakfast because that's how much energy they're needing because that's the glucose is put into the muscles so that this body cells so it's used for energy. So insulin occurs when the insulin making cells in the pancreas are unable to make enough insulin or when there is resistance to the effects of insulin. So type 1 and type 2 diabetes are lifelong conditions. It's important to read and learn about the condition and or if you're sharing this with your children or if you're anyone else in your life that you want to share it with, so that they know as much about diabetes as possible. So if it's something that maybe runs in your family, so that people are aware of how it works or what to look for. So there's two main types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 diabetes is a lifelong condition where the level of glucose in the blood is too high because there's a lack of insulin. So like your pancreas just does not make enough insulin. This happens when the insulin-making cells in the pancreas are destroyed, so it's not able to make enough insulin. Without insulin, the glucose stays in the blood and the body can't use it for energy. This causes high blood glucose levels, which is what when people test, like have you ever seen someone prick the end of their finger and put like a little bit of blood on a like a little thin piece of paper and then they stick it in a machine and then it beeps at them and tells them a number? That's them checking their blood glucose levels. When the body can't use glucose, it breaks down fat and protein for energy. This process produces ketones, and in large amounts, ketones can make a person very unwell with tummy pain, nausea and vomiting, extreme tiredness, and even a coma. So type 1 diabetes is mainly diagnosed in childhood, and it's not linked to lifestyle, socioeconomic or environmental factors. It is managed by insulin injectors or an insulin infusion through a pump. This is the most common type of diabetes in young people, so tamariki and rangatahi, and it's a lifelong condition that requires continuous management. So if you meet someone, I know sometimes people have a real kind of stigma around diabetes. They're like, oh, you just don't, you eat too much cakes and you don't do any exercise. It's like, if it's type 1, very definitely not. And even type 2, not necessarily. So type 2 diabetes is also a lifelong condition where the level of glucose in the blood is also too high. This happens for two reasons. Insulin resistance, where the body is not able to use the insulin effectively, or reduced insulin production, where the pancreas becomes exhausted and cannot make enough insulin. The management for type 2 diabetes includes maintaining a healthy weight, eating a healthy diet, regular daily exercise and medicines as well. So all types of diabetes can lead to serious complications, but you can minimise the risk of those by maintaining blood glucose levels within a healthy range as much as possible, and keeping physically and mentally healthy, eating well and following your treatment plan. So one of the things I've noticed over the years is that quite often if people have a long-term mental health concern, quite often what happens is that if, and I put myself in this category as well, is a lot of times we're not feeling up for being out and active. Eating healthy is just like even just making foods really hard, or we emotionally eat and like, so we're trying to like feed our feelings, or we're trying to like smother, like trying to find something that feels good. So we're trying to eat like generally junk food or high sugar foods or high fat foods so that we kind of have something that feels okay or feels good in some manner. And so it can have this impact where like long-term emotional unwellness and mental unwellness can impact like that actually your body starts having a hard time. Some people get high blood pressure, some people get high blood sugars, so they get diabetes. Some people have heart concerns. Some people like just are overweight and then are quite unfit, and so it's hard, just really hard to do things. And so it is that whole kind of like working out what the best way to go is and what the best way to kind of tackle things are. So I'm not saying if you've had a mental health concern for a long time, you're definitely getting diabetes. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it can be really good just being aware of some of the things to look for. So I'm just going to go and find the part that says about the signs to look for if you think you might have diabetes, or you might be, do I have high blood sugars? So yeah. So it could be that you're always tired, always thirsty. Maybe they're going to the bath, peeing a lot, going to the toilet a lot. Maybe they're losing weight without trying. One of the things that can be really, really big is that if you're kind of constantly tired, like, and you're, but you're really thirsty and you're going to the bathroom a lot more, it kind of feels like, oh, it's because I'm drinking a lot, I'm going to, but it's still like more than it makes sense to kind of combination. Blurred vision can be one for type 2 diabetes, because when you have a high blood glucose level for a long time, what happens is it actually deteriorates different things. So that's why people who have diabetes will get eye tests generally every year, I think. It might be every 2 years, because that can cause some difficulty. If you have high blood sugars regularly, it can damage the your eyes, and also it can damage your circulation. And left untreated, diabetes can affect many major organs, including heart, blood vessels, nerves, eyes, and kidneys. So being diagnosed early and managing blood sugar levels can help prevent all of these complications. And getting diagnosed and having the right treatment is vital, and it definitely can reduce the chances of developing serious complications. And it's one of the things, it's like, I know we always talk about, with mental health, it's all about kind of like, you know, if you picture te whare tapawha, so it's your physical well-being, your mental and emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being, and your social well-being. And it's kind of one of the really big things is like, I feel like diabetes is one of those ones that when a lot of those spaces, a lot of those po within our te whare, our whare is like falling down, not being looked after, the physical impact is that, like, you know, we have high blood sugars for a long time, and it's like quite often some people get told they're pre-diabetic. And so from what I understand, what that means is that, like, because I think you have to have a certain level of blood glucose because it's showing kind of how the insulin's working, and you have to have that a couple of times, and you're a certain between this and this. I apologize, I don't know the numbers. And if you have that, then you're diabetic. And so if you're just before that lower number, they say you're pre-diabetic, because it's kind of like you've had a blood test that shows you're not actually diabetic, but you're on the definitely on the way regularly. That's what the results are. And so that's one of the things that I know for myself is I'm very overweight and I'm quite unfit. And I really like food. And so it is one of the things that my doctor has talked to me about being really careful with and like being aware of. And the thing that's really important is to have a think about, it's not about extremes. It's not about saying, hey, I'm never ever going to have sugar again, or, wow, when I'm feeling really sad after a long day or whatever's going on, or I'm feeling a bit miserable, I want to have like a bowl of ice cream with some chocolate sauce on it. Or I want to have a glass of fizzy drink. Like I want to have a can of Coke, or I want to have, make up some Raro with some fizzy water. And it's really sweet and it's really bubbly and I really like it. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's okay to say yes to those things and to have those things. It's about how much are you having and being aware of it, right? Because so often when our emotional health and our mental health is out the window, we quite often get on automatic pilot and we're not really consciously aware of what choices we're making. So it's that thing of how I used to say to a friend of mine, it's totally okay if you have a packet of Toffee Pops in your house and a bottle and a bar of chocolate, a big bar, block of chocolate. It's probably not great, and I tried not to say bad, I just said not great, to eat all of them in one sitting. Because if you think about, we're talking about diabetes, the amount of glucose that's going to have pumping into your system if you have an entire big block of, king-size block of chocolate and a whole packet of Toffee Pop biscuits, that's going to be a lot of glucose, a lot of sugar going into your system straight away. And if your pancreas isn't that great at producing insulin, so you're kind of maybe like me on your pre-diabetic journey, then actually that's going to be really, really rough on your system. It's going to make it harder for your pancreas, so because it just gets really tired and worn out and just can't do stuff, right? And so it's working out what makes a difference for you. It's the same thing as we talk about anywhere, is like, what works, what doesn't. What is a healthy alternative? What is a healthy alternative that you're able to maintain? And it's not about going, hey, everyone said that diabetes is really bad. I need to make sure I do all this stuff or else I'm going to get really sick and it's like going to be horrible. And it's like then you just make yourself miserable and you're not able to stay like happy and healthy because you can't maintain it because it's just really sad making, right? It's about trying out some different options and working out what works best for your body. Because I know someone who was type 2 diabetic, and they still ate lollies and stuff, but what they absolutely had to change, was when they were drinking fizzy drink, because they always drink like Coke and Sprite and stuff, they had to change it to the sugar-free. So they changed it to Sprite Zero and Coke Zero. Because that's what was they were having so much of, whereas the lollies they were having, which I still felt like was a lot of lollies, but because they worked very hard, they were very hard workers, and they were constantly active, that didn't spike their blood sugar as much as the drink did, because that's all they ever drank, and so they drank lots of it. And so if you're having a 2-liter of Coke every day, that's quite a lot, right? So that's what made a difference for them. Whereas for someone else, it might be actually, they don't really have a lot of sugary stuff, but they have a lot of carbohydrates. So they have a lot of potatoes and bread and things like that. And so maybe it's a case of finding some other things so that you're still having some, so you can still enjoy it. But maybe there's different times of days that it hits you harder and your pancreas doesn't work so well. And it's all about working it out. But if you have any concerns or worries and worry about like, hey, maybe I'm pre-diabetic, Vanessa talked about like, getting really tired and being really thirsty and going to the toilet all the time, that sounds like me. It's the best person to talk to is your GP. Go talk to your GP and say, hey, how do I know if I need to worry about diabetes? And especially if you've got family members who have diabetes, it can be really good to follow up with your GP just to make sure you know kind of what you need to be looking out for. because quite often if we have family members that have something, quite often a lot of things are actually hereditary. So you have a higher chance. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get it, just means you have a higher chance of getting something like that. But one of the things that I know is that if you have diabetes, it doesn't mean your life is over. It doesn't mean you can never have a piece of chocolate cake again. It doesn't mean that you are just like your life is over. It just means you need to be maybe more aware than someone else is about what food you're having and how often you're having your medication and how much water you're drinking. Because we should all be drinking a lot more water, because obviously there's the whole thing of if you actually get thirsty, you're already mildly dehydrated, because that's how long it takes for our system to tell us what's going on. So staying hydrated means that everything in your system, your blood and your cells and everything goes better, works better. And so that means that, like, you know, what insulin your body is able to make can work better, because actually everything's kind of trucking along quite well. But that's one of the things, isn't it, is that knowing ourselves, knowing what helps, knowing how we can get through the day and make the best choices for ourselves, and what we just give ourselves a hall pass for and say, hey, I'm feeling really, really not good. My mental health is out the window. I'm going to spend all my effort on staying on the planet. So actually, I'm just going to eat cheese toaster sandwiches for 2 days and not leave my house, and that will be fine. And that will be fine. Like, don't beat yourself up about that. It becomes that thing to be concerned about if it's weeks and weeks and months in a row, right? If it's like 1 or 2 days, because that's what you need to set self-care, there is nothing to worry about with that. And so often we are the biggest judges of ourselves, the biggest critics, that we're meanest to ourselves than we would ever be to anyone else in our lives. And sometimes it just takes talking it over with someone else to kind of help us work out kind of what we're focusing on and move that thought process, that mentality, to looking at something different. So that leads us into our section we have every time, every show of Fighting Stigma, where I'm going to play a series of support lines, because sometimes when things are really loud and not good in our head, we need to reach out, we need to talk to someone, we need to find someone else and give us some different ideas so we can overcome kind of where we are. So what I'm going to do is play this series of support lines. So grab a pen and paper so you can write these down. So if you ever need them, you've got them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health. So they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Now, like I said, don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for any of those support lines. I do play that, or when Heisa, when she comes back, we'll play that at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma. So come back and listen. Join us next week on Thursday at midday on Free FM 89.0, or else you can find a repeat playing on Free FM on Friday at 5:30 a.m. if you're an early bird, or Sunday at 3:30 p.m. if you're like me. And Sunday afternoons are awful listening to the radio while lying on the couch being all comfy. So, and you can also find us on the Free FM website, freefm.org.nz, or also on the accessmedia.org app, or else you can find us on Spotify and just look for Heisa and I, smiling face underneath Fighting Stigma and the Free FM sign. But that's all I have time for today, so hopefully I've given you a few ideas to think about this Diabetes Action Month. From us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.